Welcome to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Liu.
And we're here to recap the men's short program that took place last night at the 2026 Olympics. We ended up getting tickets. Thank you to another person that has essentially known who we were for a while, and we post in some of the same circles. He had bought tickets and he said, you know what? They're on resale, they're not selling, I'm just gonna give them to you. It's just amazing what people have done. I put this sappy little message on Instagram last night about the generosity of people since we've been here and just in general since we've started this channel. So thank you for that. We ended up seeing them in short, and wow, I'm so excited that we got tickets, because this was from start to finish a really amazing night of skating.
Yeah, for real. Like, I'm still kind of a bit in shock about all of it. There's just so much to gush and go on and on about. Even, like, skaters from, like, first group, second group, like, just all the way through. So, so good. I'm sure we'll get into all of that. But, you know, let's just start off.
Yeah, so the standings are Ilya Melanin is in first place. No surprise really there. Yuma Kageyama in second. Adam Siohim Fan third. And then the final group is Daniel Gressel in fourth, Mikhail Shadorov in fifth, and Junhuan Cha gets in there in sixth place. So let's start off with Ilya. Great skating. I have no issue with the way he performs and like the way he performed last night. But my issue comes basically from the PCS, and this is going to be kind of a common trend, I think, throughout the whole show. Sorry to people that I think that's annoying, but there are two marks and we have to discuss both.
Right.
PES, I think all of the jumps looked a little bit tight. Like, I think, for example, the axle didn't look as great as it usually does. I think even the first quad flip, if I were under a microscope, I would probably say that needed to have a second look. I'm not even sure that it was called for review. I don't remember.
I don't think it was.
Yeah. So just everything looked a little bit tight, but I'm not going to say like, oh, the score wasn't deserved or anything like that. I just think if you're looking at maybe the GOEs for some of the elements and you're looking at the overall PCS, I think maybe just slightly too high. And I'll get into reasons why I think other skaters should have been higher when we get to them. But he put it together. He put himself in, you know, he's basically running the show now for the free skate. Yeah. It is in his control. He doesn't have to do that much. I'm sure he's going to go all out in the free skate. I thought we were going to see a quad axel in the short program. You know, there's been a lot of back and forth. Why is it worth it? You know, you're going to be behind potentially if you try this and you miss. He didn't go for it here. Still had the quad lutz and the quad flip. I mean, it's crazy, crazy.
And I think that's a smart decision. He already had the tech lead on the field. What's the point of adding this in the short program? It's so high risk, not enough reward considering the point differential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you saw Roth there, and, you know, just history of what Roth Ibbotson said publicly about skaters, he's going to be like, no, do not do this. And mm-hmm. So I'm glad, even if it was in the plan technical content, he didn't do it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from his skate because it was really great. Yeah. I just think that comparatively, there's one other skater we'll get to in a minute that I think he should be a lot closer, if not, you know, straight up winning. The PCS, Ilya won the PCS on the night. And this is, again, this is, you know, oh, he was second to who?
Kageyama.
He was still second to Kageyama? Okay. Yeah. Okay, barely. Okay. But even so, I would say, you know, it's too high for where it's at. I you know, I don't want to delve on it too much because it was a really good skate, and there's nothing to take away from his skating.
It's true, right? Like, I think he's improved a lot, but he's not a 10 skater, you mm-hmm. know? And he has a 10 here, and mm-hmm. I think that's a bit excessive considering, you know, you should be getting PPS credit for the tech content you do.
Yeah.
Which, again, out of this world, astounding. He's getting all the attention for it. Exactly like he deserves. But yeah, you know, I even felt this performance was a little cautious because, you know, he's had all this vulnerability in the team event, and so it seemed like here he was more concentrated mm-hmm. on making sure he skated mm-hmm. clean.
Yeah.
And he did his job. He regrouped about whatever was happening in the team event, and so he's clearly the favorite. He has such a cushion going into this after Kageyama's a mistake, and even then Kageyama needed a lead in the short program.
There was no chance.
Well, it's very small. I would say incredibly small.
Yuma's not going to score 220 or 230 in the free skate. It's just not going to happen. So Ilya's in the driver's seat. It is Ilya's title to lose. But he did give away some points. You look at the combination spin. He has a lot of zeros in there. He lost points. He lost level on the flying sit spin, and he also lost the level on the step sequence. Again, the step sequence probably goes to him being a little bit tight and cautious. I would say I agree with that. He didn't really, you know, he's really excelling at letting loose when the jumps are done in most performances. I didn't really get it completely last night from a performance quality, and that again kind of ties into why I think the PCS was just slightly too high. I mean, it's whatever. The lead, it is his. Yuma in second, it looked like he was going to once again go into first place, and then he had the big step out, almost fell on the triple axel. Other than that, there's nothing to really critique. You know, I think this program is fun. Not the music I would ever listen to, but he makes it his, and you could tell the audience was actually really, really behind him. I think that there's a strong contingent here of people that really want to see him upset for the gold medal, and that's not taking away from you again, but I think that there's people that really just respect his skating and they connect to it.
Everyone wants to see a real competition. I don't think anyone wants to see just kind of like an inevitability. And you know, just looking at his GOE here, so high on everything, mm-hmm. like even that first combination,
there should be fives on it.
Yeah,
that should be.
And you're seeing it here. You know, the lowest one is a three from the Kazakh judge, but even then, you know, it's like averages out, it gets dropped. You're at over a four in his GOE.
It should be.
As it should be, right? Same thing for the quad Sakow. Again, you can see where he's slowing it down a little bit to get more
control. So I don't think the plus five is, I think a plus four is okay there. Yeah.
Plus four, plus three. I would have given a plus three myself. Yeah. You know, going through all this too, the step sequence, only one judge gets a plus four. So in terms of like what it actually ends up being, he gets a perfect score on the step sequence, totally deserved. Mm-hmm. And you can see where if he landed that triple axel really well, he would be in first place.
Of course he'd be in first place.
Because that presentation mark gets dropped. He placed in third in presentation, when he's first in composition and skating skills. So yeah, PCS would have been even higher. So,
well, I mean, he's kind of, it depends on how you look at it. This triple axel was kind of a big mistake. It's not a major error, which influences the PCS to be capped. Mm-hmm. Some people might, you know, in their minds, they might say, okay, I cannot give a 9.75 or a 10 for this performance when it had that error. So yeah, I do. I mean, I think he would have probably been 109, 110 without the mistake, which puts him in first place. But again, it's all up to Ilya and the free skate, and that's right. And we hope, we're fingers crossed that Yuma can for once put it together and keep it.
Yeah. Because he is that skater to where he could be 20 points behind of the short program and still control his own destiny. It's just
That's just how TES is. That's how it is.
But my surprise of the night, Adam.
You already know it's mine. I posted it all over social media a million times. Yeah. Adam was, when we go back to Ilya really quick, just to compare, and we talk about letting loose after the jumps. This is what Adam just excelled at so extraordinarily last night. It was crazy. It just, from having posted on social media, even people that are watching back home in the United States, people that don't even watch skating, that, you know, on my personal account, I posted Adam's program, and people are saying, he blew me away. He was the standout, like, he shocked me. This, the whole, and I've gone back to this before, where he uses his whole body, and he just lets loose, and he makes the performance unique every single time, just because he's not connecting the dots from A to B to C. He's just letting it happen. And that step sequence to me should have been a straight plus five. I don't care about hitting the edges, like from just a level of excitement. Remember, the levels and the GOE are a separate component. You don't just get high GOE because the level's high. I would give this a straight plus five. No question in my mind. His jumps looked so much better. Both of his quads were really good. He landed the Salchow literally right in front of me. Effortless. Triple axel. Okay, this is an issue for him because he slows going into it. He goes straight up and down. He gets no coverage. He doesn't really have flow up. So
yeah,
dock him a little bit on that. You should. Right. You should. I mean, no, last night was not really off axis. It was okay. Like, typically he's all over the place on all his jumps, but last night they all looked all right. I understand where he's losing points there. That was not off axis. I watched the video a million times.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
The live broadcast?
No, from our vantage point that we were both at. Yeah, so I thought it looked okay. Like, he slows going into it, and he goes straight up and down. But to me, you know, like, what did he get? He got twos and threes. Yeah, maybe a little bit too high because he does really not have flow out of it. But, I mean, where my issue is I think the PCS, a few of the judges did go for first place with him. I think he should be first place on this PCS on the night. I don't think there's any.
And even then, like, okay, you want to say he's two or whatever, but it even goes to two. Then it goes to three and then some fours and then a fifth place in PCS.
We also have to, because... No, there's people watching that don't understand this. I want people to understand very clearly. Judges are not sitting there saying, I'm going to put the skater in eighth place in PCS. They're not doing that. They're assigning three scores, and whatever that calculates to, that's the placement. It is not like the 6.0 system where they can decide, I want the skater exactly in this place. So when we say they're putting them in third or fourth, they don't ideally know. They might be writing some notes to get an idea of where they're placing people, but they're just assigning these three scores, and if they don't make sense in the end, it's like, how did you get to that conclusion? And to me, I just think that It should have been Adam's night on the PCS. Now, he had a Salchow on a toe loop. So, you know, he's running behind Ilya on the TES slightly just because of that base value. But, I mean, looking comparatively to everything else, Axel, you know, Ilya's wasn't the smoothest. So you kind of go net even on that. I think Adam should have been closer. Like, he really should have been
right.
Second place to me, and even I'm a Yuma huge fan. I think Adam should have been in second place.
Yeah, and I think it's just lowballing on the PCS that does that, because that judgment does fifth place. It's all eights. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, presentation definitely put in the nines. Like, I'm a 9.5 for that myself. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it was amazing, so good. Composition, I can see where he's dinged. It's three jump elements in a row. But like, even beyond that, the choreography is so good.
Yep.
That matches the music so well.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I see him here. Okay, third in skating skills. I get that. There's some skaters in this final group for the night that, you know, are better.
Not when you're giving Ilya the higher.
Right.
Yeah. Relative. There's other skaters. Yes. Yeah.
And then fourth, Daniel Grassel.
Yeah. Lucky. I actually had it the other way. Now I'm talking real time. I'm not looking at the protocol. I'm not looking at anything. In real time, I felt like the Lutz was under, or at least a Q. And I thought the loop, you know, Q-ish, but maybe they'll give him it. It was actually the opposite. So they called the Lutz clean, which is baffling to me. I really should have gone back and watched the program. I have a video of my own that I could zoom in on, but I'm pretty sure it was questionably rotated.
We watched the role play.
And it looked
under on the replay in the arena. So I was like surprised by that too. So you probably should be maybe like in the high 80s, just considering that.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, it was a really good skate. You know, for him after the jumps anyway.
Yeah, no. I appreciate his skating a lot more than most people seem to. I mean, people say that it's, you know, it's all jumps, but for me it's all about everything besides the jumps. And I think that he gives his performance a lot more than a lot of other skaters as well. So I can't really fault, you know, he's always stuck in this just like barely getting 80s on the PCS. Or I'm sorry, eights. I'm thinking about the free skate score, but barely getting eights on the PCS. That's kind of where his max seems to be, no matter what he does. But I do think he gives the performance a little extra something. And it was an enjoyable performance. Just, I think, a little bit lucky to be in that final group, and a little bit lucky to be in fourth place. You go to fifth place, Shaidarov. Now, surprisingly, he got a Q on the Lutz, which this is the story. In real time, it looked like that. But I feel like him, more often than a lot of other skaters, the technical panels are coming down hard on his jump rotations. And we've seen it, you know, throughout the Grand Prix this year. And it follows through here. I don't disagree with the call at all on that. I loved the entrance into the quad toe. Just he's down on his knees, sliding around, and then he just goes straight into it. You know, I think he was generously scored on PCS as well. This is actually high for him. This is the better program, obviously. I think it's a good choice that he went back to it. But his free skate is just, they've consistently shown all year, the judges have shown that they do not like this program. So I'm afraid that even if he skates extremely well, his PCS is going to be in the mid-sevens, if that, because they've done this all year regardless of how he skates.
I just love that he's getting attention from like more like not skating fandom, more mainstream media, just for the fact that it's a Dune program. So I'm like, oh, will they get the same attention tonight for like the Dune free dance? We'll see.
A lot of people are getting attention for their programs. A lot. There's one thing that's kind of bothering me about this whole Olympics is that there's a lot of influencers here that know nothing about skating, and all they're doing is posting little clips of not really knowing anything, and they're trying to generate, you know, interest. But it's like, I'm not even saying for ourselves, but there's people that work very hard in the sport that were not given media credentials. They're not given a lot of stuff that they should have been given. And you're giving these people that just have like a more general audience trying to grab skating. There's people that have followed this sport for years and years and years and years, and they watch every competition down to the smallest Santa Claus Cup in December. You know, they watch everything and they know all the skaters. So I think it's nice that it's getting attention from these big name, you know, TikTokers and Instagrammers. But at the same time, you have to remember the people that are here for the sport all the time and they put the effort in. So
like front page of Reddit, though, too, for the Dune program. So I'm like, I'm just wondering if like tonight we'll see the same with the free dance, you know. So
I'm sure
the fandom has been such like a big program that they repeated it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then sixth place is kind of like still one of my standouts for the night. I know it's both of ours. We were both just like, wow, so good. Everyone around us, same thing. Junwon Cha.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, I get that his axel, he's cleaned it up so much. He used to stalk that thing from halfway down the ice, and he just run on that forward edge and wait and wait and wait and wait, and then finally go up. He's cut down the time significantly that he goes into it. It's still short. They called it a Q here. Probably agree with that. Salchow was glorious. Really, really glorious. The rest of the program, extremely glorious. Step sequence got a level 3. Now, this is another case of not looking at the edges specifically and making sure he gets all 9 difficult turns or whatever you need to get to a level 4. It should be a +5 element. This is just so perfect. And this is music we hear time and time and time again. And he makes this his own so incredibly. This should be the fourth place skater, hands down.
I was wrong. about this program choice, what I said earlier this year. No, I think Tony's totally right. Seeing this, he does make it his own, especially that step sequence, the way how it's just so outwardly like dynamic, expressive, masterful, even too full body movement all the way through, amazing skating skills. Just, I don't know how, like, you're a judge and you don't put nines for presentation for this.
They have such a split opinion on the PCS. Again, we're not saying that the Italian judge sat there and said, I'm going to give him 11th place at the end of the day. But he, the scores he gave with the eights on composition and presentation, I don't understand it. This, for me, is across the board a nines PCS. And because of that, it is very clearly to me fourth place. No doubt in my mind, no doubt in my mind that he should be
high 90s. This should be a high 90s skate. Yeah. If with that axle were clean, right? High 90s easy.
Yeah. I mean, even with the PCS bumped up slightly, I mean, you give him, you're basically giving him 8.5 exactly. You give him another 2.5 points, then he's at, you know, a little bit over 95, and that does put him in fourth place. Kevin Amos. Now, there's this little thing going around, and Thomas will tell you all about it. When I'm in the arena, I'm just going to give the little history of this when I've been in the arena. So 2024 Skate America, I was there. Kevin did not do basically a single jump in the practices there. He looked, this was his comeback after he had taken the rest of the season off in 2024. No one really knew what he was going to do at that event. Watched him in practice. He was miserable. I'm like, I really hope he just kind of gets through something because this is going to be a disaster. He ends up having a clean short program and he has the skate of his life in the free skate. He ends up beating Ilya in that portion, wins the silver medal there. It kind of rejuvenates his career from that point because he ended up making the Grand Prix final of the year. But that was shocking to me. I never in my life thought he was going to skate like that based on what the practices were. So there's one event I was at that just insane. 2025 Worlds, skates really good in both portions, finishes in fifth place. Ends up with Adam earning three spots to Worlds for France. Just another amazing skate. We go to 2025 Skate America. Now, this was not his most ideal skate, but he ends up winning the competition. So people are telling me, you know, you need to be in the arena because when you're in the arena, he skates really well. So we got these tickets, and then people started saying on one of the forums, they're like, okay, Kevin's going to have a good skate. And as soon as he had the skate, people are like, thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for your service. So
I literally turned to Tony, and I'm like, this is so true. Like, yeah. After Kevin's skate, I'm like, you're here. He skated really well.
Yeah.
So let's just... So people, let's just keep this up. Let's start a fund for Tony to keep
buying. Yeah, yeah. Men's free skate, if anybody's there that wants to give us another set of free tickets, which would be insane. Right, but right. Just saying. But seventh place. So my issue here, I'm not going to lie. This program doesn't really hit for me as much as his previous programs. Right. I think I would have taken any previous short program to this one. He went back to adding Judas by Lady Gaga at the end, which I think helps a little bit. Quad toe, triple toe looked really good. Triple axel. Now, this is the tiny... He missed that final group by this much. That triple axel did not have the flow out that it usually did. He's good for a plus three or plus four on that element. Getting the plus twos here was enough to get him out of the final group. And then this change camel spin that he does, I don't know what it is, but all year he's been like kind of dropping out of it early, I think, on that catch foot position. And now you see that he's getting negative GOE on this. That in itself was enough to keep him out of the final group as well, because he missed that final group by 0.08 of a point. I would have loved to see Bolero in the final group. I think that maybe the pressure is a little bit off of him anyways. If he's not in the final group, we'll see. But there were little instances here where he really could have caught up. From a PCS standpoint, you know, they have him below 9. There was one judge, Danny Delfa from Spain, that gave him a 9.75 in presentation. And I would say, you know, 9.5, 9.75 might be fair. There's no one like him that really interprets the music and gets invested in it. I think the composition is a little bit weak, though. So, you know, you would balance itself there. And then I think like a 9 for skating skills is pretty fair. Every single judge had him below a 9. So interestingly, all of this kind of combined keeps him out of the final group. But if it were me, just based on what Grasso did with his rotations and what Shiderov did as far as PCS being a little bit too high, Amos for me would be fifth place. Pretty sure I'd put him in fifth. Any more thoughts on that?
No. I generally agree with all that. You see the judges too. It's like generally nobody's going wild with it. Like you're seeing everyone else is like PCS right before this. Everyone's like kind of hovering around third, fourth placement.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Consistency at least. It's next skater where again we get back to some wild placements here.
Andrew Torgashev, and we've talked about this repeatedly. Yeah. His skating skills are out of this world, and his flow and his glide and just you. I want everyone to rewatch the short program and just watch the step sequence. It's even better in the free skate, but in the short program, you see how he can go from any turn, any kind of edge, any kind of difficult whatever, and he has this amazing speed straight out of whatever he's doing.
He knows how to take that momentum shorten the curve and then push it forward.
Yeah.
Just really amazing.
He's so perfectly placed. Way. Yeah.
And then seeing this, though, like judges giving him in the sevens for skating skills, that's just
insane.
Insane. Absurd.
Should insane. Not be happening. 7.25 from Azerbaijan in skating skills.
He should be one of the top ranked, like first, second in skating skills.
That's he should be up there. Yeah.
Nines. Yeah. Like, I don't understand how you don't do nines. Yes. Yeah. Composition, sure, maybe you don't give it to him because you're the program, whatever. Presentation, because he's never really like the most expressive skater with his face or emotionally, but his body's always expressive. He's always such great fluid movement. So I think he's undermarked here on PCS. Yeah.
I mean, listen, they give him 11th when all is said and done. He ranked 11th on PCS. You have judges giving him all the way down to, it looks like, 21st. 21st on the PCS, one judge. Oh, 19th on one. Oh. But like, just, this is not saying they sat there and said he should be ranked there. And I think a lot of people do not understand that. I just want to make that clear for people.
It's
that
more are. Just like the actual absolute score itself.
Yeah.
Again, so the sevens is really what's the insanity.
Yeah. I mean, even though like the highest PCS he has on here, he has a few sixth. But other than that, you go down to like, to me, he's a clear final group PCS kind of skater. He should have PCS that is rivaling the top skaters in the world, hands down. I think his free skate is even more brilliant. I hope that they, you know, first and foremost, I hope that he has a great skate, but I hope that they give him what he deserves, because giving him lower PCS, I mean, going back to Shiderov actually got higher PCS. To me, that's insanely criminal. Yeah. And same thing with, of course, same thing with Grassl. They're all right in the same kind of within tenths of each other, but to me, you're looking at these skates, there's no way that they're comparable at all. So he would be another one that I would move up. And in all honesty, I might even put him ahead of Amos just because he was clean. So we might be looking at him making the final group. I don't know. Shun Sato, you know, he had this really big high moment in the free skate and the team event, which we never really recapped. And a few people asked us if we're going to. We're going to be very busy the rest of the time in Milan. So I doubt that we're going to go back to recap that. I do think, I just want to make it clear to everybody, I do think that Japan made a case to win the gold medal there. I'm not saying, you know, I think that there's a lot of things. I think it goes back actually to the rhythm dance for me. And I think that the Japanese team should have been in seventh place ahead of the Koreans. And that would have forced the tiebreak, which would have given Japan the gold medal. So just from that point, I think that, you know, you make a case for Japan to win the gold medal. I don't want people to think that we don't see that. But Shun Sato, so he has this high in the team event, and then here just tentative, and you know, you don't really see the nerves from him. Quad toe, this double kind of toe-ish thing that he's trying to do, just a total mess coming out of it. You know, he's usually good for an easy quad triple, just I would say there's nerves there. Triple axle also looked a little bit tight to me. And then he gets level three on three of his four elements, so just nicking away at his total there. You have judges that did not know what to do with him. I mean, there's ordinals from 7th all the way down to 16th. This program is choreographed by Guillaume Cizeron, if you didn't know. So it's kept from last year when Guillaume had not come back yet. I think it's really good for him. I like this program better than the short program and the free skate, sorry. But yeah, the mistakes come in and you kind of see where he's not the absolute top level. I think what he was hoping for was to just go completely rock steady like he's done most of the season and then maybe find himself in the medals. I think he's not completely out of it yet. He's, you know, we have two skaters in the top three that, you know, who knows what they're going to do under Olympic pressure. So I think things are still really wide open, and we'll see.
Yeah, and then in 10th, you have Vildelev, and he lands both quads again. Mm-hmm. Really great job. Mm-hmm. He has a mistake on the triple axel. Mm-hmm. But, you know, considering, like, where he's been the past few years, even earlier this season, it's been such a step up.
Yeah.
Really impressive. He performed at the team event beyond expectation. Here, top 10 in the core program, making that penultimate group.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if we had just kind of talked about this before, I never would have put him in the penultimate group before the Olympics coming in.
So, no, because looking how he was skating all year with Sadovsky going back and forth, they were not really elevating themselves to say, I'm the one. And then all of a sudden in Nationals, he ran away with it and he's kind of not looked back since then.
And really great job for that.
Yeah.
Hopefully he continues his momentum into the next season.
Yeah. Right. PCS still too high, though. You know,
I agree.
Still too high. He's trying. I want people to know that I think he's trying. He's giving a lot more effort to his programs, which is too high. He's not a musically inclined kind of skater. And I think Benoit Richaud has done something to pull more out of him. But again, it's just not. There's really no kind of feeling coming out of his skate to me. And I don't think that he really presents the music. I don't think he really listens to it. I would not say the composition is exceptionally good. And the skating skills are just slightly lacking too. I don't think he shows any like outstanding foundational kind of edge work or quality. Kirill Marsak. Now, this is, I was kind of speechless, honestly. Yeah. I was so, again, this is Josh Groban. And I'm like, Josh Groban, like, whatever. But this program was so good. I would say probably the best jumping elements, maybe of the entire night. That triple axle definitely, I mean, was outstanding. Everything kind of across the board was really smooth, really good. I did not think the judges were going to go for it like they did. I mean, they still held him down quite a bit in PCS. Yeah. Now, this is somebody I would have definitely higher than Gogolov, just comparatively, as far as PCS goes. You know, but I think that he's still almost there as far as that goes. I'm not going to push him into like the mid or high eights or whatever, but I think he should have been scored a little bit higher on that. Right. I'm shocked that he's into that second to last group. I never but thought we were going to see his name there. Oh my God. Yeah.
I just love the reaction of the kissing cry too.
Oh yeah. So I said, he's going to be shocked when his score comes up. He's going to be shocked. And I was shocked that it was even higher than that. Like I could not believe that it was that high. So really, really good for him. He's another one, though. They have his PCS all over the place. A lot of these judges, I think that they didn't know what to do. They have 20, 20, 22, 23. And then you have one judge, the Korean judge, giving him eighth. So I would
than the 22.
I would have him higher up than some of these skaters that we've already talked about. I'll just put it that way. So with that said, I would have him actually probably about seventh or eighth on the night. I think that's would have been probably fair.
I think out the top 12, you have Peter Dominik. You know, he's the neutral athlete in Russia here competing. Yeah. I think Tony and I disagree slightly on this. Like, I felt loose. It's not the Peter Dominik I remember from 4 years ago, where everything was so sharp and dynamic. This felt a little kind of like cautious, almost like the choreography was performed a little more lazily.
But listen,
a little looking down more than he normally would.
I think he was nervous for sure. Yeah. He hasn't competed internationally for 4 years. I think there's also another thing. 2 days before the event, the composer of his music that he had said, "I don't want Russians. Like, there's essentially, you're not going to use this music." So what does he do? To me, he gets the most generic piece of music that they can find at short notice. I'm not blaming him or his team. This is unfortunate for everybody involved. And he just kind of skates through it. It doesn't make sense to the music. And this is takes a hit on the PCS, because I think he is a super expressive skater generally. I really appreciate his skating. He has the big jumps, you know. I question the flip technique a little bit if we're going to get into technique. I think that that's always a little bit on Grossel levels almost. But I think he's a good performer. I think it's just really unfortunate that he had to skate to this kind of generic whatever. Like this, he kept the same choreography, the same costume, because he was all prepared to skate this program. And then you give him a different set of music that just, there's no real interpretation to it, because it's not the program that was intended to be skated. So I'm interested to see what he does in the free skate. I'm happy he's into that second last group, because I think he can shake things up on his technical content. And I do think he is more of an artist than a lot of the skaters ahead of him again. Yeah. So let's see what he can do in the free skate before I really, really judge any more about him. But I like him.
Standouts too, like, you know, after all the top 12. Maxim Nolimov obviously was just such a story. I think everyone's following it. You can tell like a lot of people in the Italian audience were even aware of it.
Yeah.
I obviously stood and cried. You notice me. I'm going to cry whenever there's an opportunity to. It was just such a beautiful skate. And I love that he stayed, too. He went to the audience. He watched.
We saw him sitting in the audience. Yeah.
So he's a fan of the sport, too. So that was, like, really cool. And even then, though, like, you see some of these judges, the PCS is kind of over the place, too, you know.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. To me,
the sixes?
Six is no. This program's really good for him, but I would say skating skills are lacking. His speed is lacking. He has a little bit of a thump on all of his jumps, and he's a little bit rough around the edges. So I understand where it's not absolute top level, but no, sixes are not right. That's a second in the skating order kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Igadza, again, really tight here. He was, I thought he was probably going to be final group before the skate. You know, he let things go. And then, you know, his PCS is rightfully kind of a little bit lower as well. He's not someone that's musically inclined. He's in 15th.
Another standout was Adam Hagara.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed his skate too, especially for someone like so young coming here, withstanding that pressure.
Yeah.
And especially since he has
all the. He's rock solid. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Good. People really like him. Really, really like him. They're looking to him to be the next big thing.
And he's improving every time we see him too. Everything looks more finished, more refined. Like, so slight improvements all the time.
To me, it's very kind of paint by numbers still. Like it's been like that for a long time. He needs to let loose and kind of.
It's a fake it till you make it situation.
Nah, I mean he's still very young, but I have exactly. I like him a lot and I'm very happy for him. Denis Vasiliev, he was another standout for me. 17th place for basically a clean skate. He had his combo or his change camel spin was the one that got ended up getting negative GOE.
Is such a highlight considering, you know, there were some skaters who had some harsh words that he even qualified the Olympics.
No, so okay.
The fact that he even made it to the long program, there's an image floating around now of him, like when he finds out, he's like crying.
No, there's a video of it. They have a video.
That's just such a great moment for him.
Yeah. I messaged him immediately after his skate. I'm like, he is somebody that will like every single post that I make on Instagram, on the skating session Instagram. So as soon as I recorded his entire skate, because I don't know how much is going to stay online or not. I told him I recorded it. He immediately acknowledged it. And when I found out he made the free skate, I was so excited for him. I'm happy that he's able to be there. Cal Miura finishing 22nd place. You know, he's very hit or miss. And we said he's either going to be an Olympic medalist or he's going to be way down there in the standings. Unfortunately, this was not a good skate for him. He's another one, though. Clean free skate. He's potentially at around 200. He could do an Adam kind of climb up, I don't think, to the medals, but definitely into the top five or six. It's not out of the question. Even being so far behind, I think he can still make a really big move to come back up. And then, you know, Thomas Gorino Sabate, unfortunately, he's the first unlucky non-qualifier. He got to skate Minions. I recorded that entire program, too. People were really into that. I think everybody knows the story by now with him. Just Litvinsev, just unfortunate for him because I think a lot of people wanted to see his Joker program. That was a standout. I'm not saying it was a masterpiece of a program, but at Skate America, people were really into it. He had a really funky kind of skate from the start. Quad toe, he did the three turns to go into it, and he said nope, and then he just did a few more three turns and then finally went into it. I don't think there's a question that the jump was intended watching it back, so like it was the right call to not give that a jumping block when he didn't go it for the first time. Yeah. But then he goes to this combo, which it's typically just a triple flip because they'll do the quad and combo. I don't know if he was just slightly off balance, but he was reaching back, and everyone's like groaning, like, come on, just go for the jump. Like you can hear in the audience, you see this reach back probably for a good 3 seconds. Yeah. And then finally he goes for it and it's a single toe. So what does that do? That now puts him at a negative five for the element because it has to be at least a triple double. The combination has to be that. So when it's not within the required elements, you have to give it a negative five. What he should have done is just kept the flip on its own. The quad toe would have been assigned the combo and he would have at least gotten some points for doing that. But then, you know, the rest of the program, he's level twos. He gets a level three with a V, which means he didn't fulfill the whole combination. Just a mess for him. So going into the free skate, I don't know. I think, again, it's Ilya's to lose. I think that Yuma can hopefully, fingers crossed, hold it together. And I hope Adam, I read a little bit about Adam being dealing with self-confidence issues and self-esteem, whatever. I want him, this was prior to this event, but I want him to just have the skate because I think these three are the right top three in the world of figure skating right now. So I hope that this ends up the podium in some form. I hope Ilya pushes it as much as he can technically. Let it all go. You know, I mean, he skates last, so he's probably going to have an idea of what he needs to do. And yeah, I hope some of the other skaters move up. I hope for all of them to actually do really well. It was just such a good event from start to finish. You can't be really mad about any of it. I just wish, again, that PCS was used in a more proper way.
You know,
and that's it.
Pick, yeah. Right? At the end of the day, because that's what we do here. We're going to make sure that the rules are followed and explain to you why. But other than that, that was a great night of skating. I don't think anyone should be dissatisfied at it. Like, you know, obviously we're disagreeing with a few placements here and there, but, you know, I'm going to go into the men's free program, really enjoy what happens. And I agree with you for the top three, too. I just hopefully there's some like clean skates that get us to that top.
I want Grossel to have a skate like he did at the Grand Prix final. I want him to, you know, bring down the house at home. I think for him having that disaster at Europeans, this was probably huge for him. I want Shidorov to have the kind of skate that he had last year. I want everybody in the final group to just deliver. Junhwan, I would love for him, if anybody's going to be that surprise, I would love for him to get onto the podium. I just love his skating. I love his presence. Everything about his skating I love. And I hope for Kevin, you know, this Bolero, it's going to bring down the house if he's even relatively clean. So for him to move up, just everybody I'm crossing my fingers for, hopefully we do get tickets to it. We will. I mean, we're gonna buy tickets of that's what's gonna happen. We're not gonna sit at home and watch this. But as always, thank you again. The rhythm dance comments are pretty favorable. I mean, we're very opposite of what's being said on Reddit and some of the other skating forums. And people are favorable to what we're saying, I think. And we try to keep it, non-judgmental and just focus on the skating. And we always try to point out that every single kind of criticism we have comes with evidence of what we're saying. We're not just saying it to say it. And I hope that people respect that and continue to listen for that reason. But yeah, so for now, we have the free dance tonight, which we were gifted tickets to by one of our listeners, and that's why we're here in the first place. So thank you once again for that. We will have lots of strong opinions tonight, I'm sure, because it is ice dance, and that's what people want to hear us talk about. So expect a video tomorrow. Tomorrow's an off day where there's no skating. We have tickets to the practice session, which are actually 30 euros. So we jumped on that. We'll be there. But we will have probably a very long video discussing the dance event. So for now, this is the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
I'm Thomas Vu.
Thank you so much for watching. Comment, like, subscribe to this, and subscribe, please, to my Instagram. I put up full videos of a lot of these skaters last night. So for now, thank you very much.
Right. Bye, everyone.